This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 488 for Friday, July 21st. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market took a step back from its prolonged weather-driven rally despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soy oil rose, but European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were both lower. Crude oil was higher due to supply cuts from Russia and a slowly recovering Chinese economy. The Canadian dollar was down nearly one quarter of a United States cent compared to Thursday's close. The November canola contract was down $17.20 per ton at $825.80. In the U.S., corn and wheat both experienced sell-offs, while nearby soybeans were up for the day. Recent rains in crop-growing areas of the U.S. have helped reduce the area affected by drought. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, 55% of corn production is in a drought area, down 9 points from the previous week. Over the next 8 to 14 days, areas of the central U.S. Corn Belt will see temperatures at around 38 degrees Celsius, but precipitation will be normal to above normal. The International Grains Council increased its forecast for world corn production by 9 million tons to 1.22 billion, with ending stocks increasing by 6 million tons to 282 million. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said that 66% of Argentina's 2022-23 corn crop has been harvested, which is on track for 34 million tons. The September corn contract was down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.27. Half of soybean production in the U.S. is now in a drought area, down 7 points from last week. The IGC projected world soybean production for 2023-24 at 400 million tons, down 2 million from its previous forecast. World-ending stocks also tightened by 2 million tons to 63 million. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's attaché in Argentina is estimating the country's 2023-24 soybean crop to be 50.5 million tons, 2.5 million above the agency's projections. ABOV is estimating the 2023 Brazilian soybean crop at 156.5 million tons, a slight increase from its June forecast. The August soybean contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.01. The November contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.02. Only 31% of the U.S. spring wheat crop is growing in a drought area, but it's an increase of 6 points from last week. The U.S. Wheat Quality Council will start its hard spring wheat and durum tour on Monday, with field scouting starting on Tuesday. Russia attacked more agricultural facilities near port cities in Ukraine earlier today, and reports are saying they have practiced seizing ships on the Black Sea. The United Nations Security Council is set to meet over the humanitarian crises stemming from Russia's withdrawal of the Black Sea Grain Initiative. The September Chicago wheat contract was down 30 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.98. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.60. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.86. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, July 21st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.